Hi friends, welcome to Mega Sky FM. The present podcast recording will be exceptionally extraordinary, so kindly stay with us till the end. Today we should discuss our most memorable leader of India, Rajendra Prasad. He was the first president of India. Firstly, I will give a small overview. Rajendra Prasad, born in the 3rd of December 1884, died in the 28th of February 1963. Was an Indian legislator, attorney, columnist and researcher who filled in as the primary leader of India from 1950 to 1962. He enlisted in the Indian Public Congress during the Indian Freedom Development and turned into a significant pioneer from the locale of Bihar and Maharashtra. An ally of Mahatma Gandhi, Prasad was detained by English specialists during the Salt Satyagraha of 1930 and the Quit India Development of 1942. After the Constituent Gathering 1946 races, Prasad filled in as first clergyman of food and farming in the Kokal government from 1947 to 1948. Upon freedom in 1947, Prasad was chosen as leader of the Constituent Get-Together of India, which arranged the Constitution of India and filled in as its temporary parliament. At the point when India turned into a republic in 1950, Prasad was chosen as its most memorable president by the Constituent Get-Together. As president, Prasad laid out a custom for non-partisanship and freedom for the workplace conveyor and resigned from Congress party legislative issues. Albeit a formal head of state, Prasad empowered the improvement of training in India and prompted the Nehru government on a few events. In 1957, Prasad was reappointed to the administration, turning into the main president to serve two full terms. Prasad remained in office for the longest term of about 12 years. Post the culmination of his residency, he quit the Congress and set up new rules for parliamentarians which are as yet adhered to. Now let's see their early life. Rajendra Prasad was brought into the world in a Kayastha family in Ziradei, in the Siwan locale of Bihar during the English Raj. His dad, Mahadev Sahai Srivastav, was a researcher of both Sanskrit and Persian dialects. His mom, Kamleshwari Devi, was a faithful lady who might recount stories from the Ramayana and Mahabharata to her child. He was the most youthful youngster and had one senior sibling and three senior sisters. His mom kicked the bucket when he was a youngster, and his senior sister then, at that point, dealt with him. Now let's see their study life. After the fruition of conventional rudimentary instruction, he was shipped off the Chhapra region school. In the meantime, in June 1896, at the early age of 12, he was hitched to Rajavanshi Devi. He, alongside his senior sibling, Mahendra Prasad, then, at that point, went to learn at T.K. Ghosh's foundation in Patna for a time of 2 years. He tied down first in the placement test to the College of Calcutta and was granted 30 rupees every month as a grant. Prasad joined the administration school, Calcutta in 1902, at first as a science understudy. He passed the FA under the College of Calcutta in Warp 1904 and afterward graduated with a first division from that point in Spring 1905. Dazzled by his mind, an analyst once remarked on his response sheet that the examinee is better compared to examiner. Later he chose to zero in on the investigation of expressions and did his MA in financial matters with a first division from the College of Calcutta in December 1907. There he lived with his sibling in the Eden Hindu Inn. A gave understudy as well as a public extremist, he was a functioning individual from the First Light Society. It was because of his feeling of obligation towards his family and schooling that he would not join Workers of India Society, as it was during when his mom had passed on as well as his sister turned into a widow at 19 years old and needed to get back to her folks' home. Prasad was instrumental in the development of the Bihari understudies meeting in 1906 in the lobby of Patna School. It was the first association of its sort in quite a while and produced significant pioneers from Bihar like Anugrah Narayan Sinha and Krishna Singh, who assumed a conspicuous part in the Champaran development and non-collaboration development. Now let's see about their career. As an educator, Prasad served in different instructive foundations as an educator. Subsequent to finishing his MA in financial matters, he turned into a teacher of English at the Langat Singh School of Muzaffarpur in Bihar and proceeded to turn into the head. Nonetheless, later on he passed on the school to attempt legitimate investigations and entered the Ripon School, Calcutta, presently the Surendra Nath Regulation School. In 1909, while seeking after his regulation examinations in Kolkata, he additionally functioned as teacher of financial matters at Calcutta City College. as a lawyer. In 1915, Prasad showed up in the assessment of experts in regulation from the Division of Regulation, College of Calcutta, breezed through the assessment and won a gold decoration. He finished his doctorate in regulation from Allahabad College. In 1916, he joined the High Court of Bihar and Orissa. In 1917, he was selected as quite possibly the earliest individual from the Senate and of the Patna College. He additionally specialized in legal matters at Bhagalpur, the renowned silk town in Bihar. Job in the opportunity movement. Prasad played a significant part in the freedom development. Prasad's most memorable relationship with Indian Public Congress was during 1906 yearly meeting coordinated in Calcutta, where he partook as a worker, while concentrating on in Calcutta. Officially, he enlisted in the Indian Public Congress in the year 1911, when the yearly meeting was again held in Calcutta. During the Lucknow meeting of Indian Public Congress held in 1916, he met Mahatma Gandhi. During one of the reality-finding missions at Champaran, Mahatma Gandhi requested that he accompany his volunteers. He was so significantly moved by the commitment, fortitude and conviction of Mahatma Gandhi that when the movement of non-collaboration was passed by Indian Public Congress in 1920, he resigned from his worthwhile profession of legal counselor as well as his obligations in the college to help the development. He additionally answered the call by Gandhi to blacklist Western instructor foundations by asking his child, Mrityunjay Prasad, to exit his examinations and select himself in Bihar Vidyapeeth, an organization he alongside his partners established on the conventional Indian model. Over the span of the freedom development, he cooperated with Rahul Sankrityayan, an essayist, and polymath. Rahul Sankrityayan was enormously impacted by Prasad's scholarly powers, viewing him as an aide and master. In a large number of his articles he referenced about his gathering with Sankrityayan and described about his gatherings with Sankrityayan. He composed articles for the Progressive Distribution Searchlight and the Desh and gathered assets for these papers. He visited broadly, making sense of, addressing, and admonishing the standards of the freedom movement. He played a functioning job in aiding individuals impacted by the 1914 floods that struck Bihar and Bengal. At the point when a quake impacted Bihar on the 15th of January 1934, Prasad was in prison. During that period, he gave the alleviation work to his nearby partner Anugrah Narayan Sinha. He was delivered 2 days after the fact and set up Bihar Focal Health Board on the 17th of January 1934 and assumed the assignment of raising assets to help the impacted individuals. After the 31st of May 1935 Quetta seismic tremor, when he was prohibited to pass on the country because of government's organization, he set up the Quetta Focal Alleviation Council in Sindh and Punjab under his own administration. He was chosen as the leader of the Indian Public Congress during the Bombay meeting in October 1934. He again turned into the president when Subhash Chandra Bose rendered in 1939. On the 8th of August 1942, Congress passed the Quit India Goal in Bombay which prompted the capture of numerous Indian leaders. Prasad was captured in Sadakat Ashram, Patna and shipped off Bankipur Focal Prison. In the wake of remaining detained for almost 3 years, he was delivered on the 15th of June 1945. After the arrangement of in-between time administration of 12 named pastors under the authority of Jawaharlal Nehru on the 2nd of September 1946, he was assigned the Food and Horticulture Division. He was chosen as the leader of constituent gathering on the 11th of December 1946. On the 17th of November 1947 he became Congress President for a third time frame after J.B. Kripalani presented his resignation. Administration. Over 2 years after autonomy, on the 26th of January 1950, the Constitution of Autonomous India was endorsed, and he was chosen as the primary leader of India. The evening of the 25th of January 1950, a day prior to the Republic Day of India, his sister Bhagwati Devi kicked the bucket. He organized her incineration yet solely after his return from the motorcade ground. As the leader of India, Prasad appropriately went about as expected by the constitution and was free of any ideological group. He ventured to the far corners of the planet widely as a minister of India, building political compatibility with far-off countries. He was reappointed for 2 back-to-back terms in 1952 and 1957 and is the main leader of India to accomplish this accomplishment. The Mughal nurseries at the Rashtrapati Bhavan were available to public for about a month interestingly during his residency, and from that point forward it has been a major fascination for individuals in Delhi and numerous different pieces of the country. Prasad acted autonomously of ideological groups, following the normal job of the president as expected by the constitution. Following the tussle over the establishment of the Hindu Court Bill, he played a more dynamic job in state issues. In 1962, subsequent to serving 12 years as president, he reported his choice to resign. In the wake of surrendering the workplace of the leader of India in May 1962, he got back to Patna on the 14th of May 1962 and remained on the grounds of Bihar Vidyapeeth. His better half passed on the 9th of September 1962, a month prior Indo-China War. He was thusly respected with Bharat Ratna, the country's most elevated regular citizen grant. He passed on the 28th of February 1963, matured 78. Rajendra Smriti Sangrahalaya in Patna is devoted to him. I hope you have enjoyed the podcast. Thank you.